Finally, this hour, what music inspires you and keeps you listening again and again? That's what we're asking musicians to tell us for a new series that's called You Must Hear This. And we're kicking it off with two members of the rock band Maroon 5. Jesse Carmichael and Adam Levine share a love of the 1984 movie and album Purple Rain. The music comes from Prince and the Revolution, and we'll hear first from Jesse Carmichael.
It's interesting when you discover somebody that was around before your time. I really got into the album Purple Rain after I saw the movie, and it was one of those times when I thought, how could nobody have told me about this earlier? The album starts with Let's Go Crazy, and when you hear the sound of the organ and his gospel sermon begins, you really get sucked into a whole new world.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
I think he sums up everything I think about life at the end of that monologue when he says, in this life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy.
The album Purple Rain is as enigmatic as Prince himself. It's so difficult to break down or articulate why it's so special. It's Hendrix, it's James Brown, it's outer space, it's church, it's sex, it's heavy metal. But at the end of the day, it's just Prince at his absolute best.
The reason Prince is an inspiration to me is that he's obviously writing from the heart. And somehow he's able to take these personal feelings, turn them into poetry, and then present them in a way that's accessible and weird at the same time.
What makes the record so special is that no one had ever really heard anything quite like it. It's such a fearless record. The music is just completely limitless and unselfconscious about what it is. And that's why I truly, genuinely love it.
Basically, I think of Prince like a god in another realm. It's easier for me to think of him as a character in a movie than a real person. I mean, of all the people who might be aliens or angels or something like that, if we found out that he was not of this earth, I wouldn't be that surprised.
And what really puts it over the top is how the music is performed in the film. It's as exciting and eclectic as the music itself. People never would have fully understood what it was unless you could see it unfold in front of you visually. It's truly brilliant, and you must hear it.
Adam Levine, the lead singer of the band Maroon 5, he was talking about Prince's Purple Rain for our new series, You Must Hear This. We also heard from Jesse Carmichael, Maroon 5's keyboardist, and you can watch videos of songs from the album Purple Rain at the You Must Hear This section of nprmusic.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.